From the headquarters of the American Radio Relay League in Newington, Connecticut, this is ARRL Audio News for Friday, December 12, 2014. This program is produced by the ARRL, the National Association for Amateur Radio, and features news highlights compiled from the ARRL letter, found on the web at arrl.org. Sitting in for Sean Kutzko, I'm Steve Ford, WB8IMY. ARRL's Logbook of the World online contact confirmation service has achieved a new milestone this week, registering a total of 100 million QSL records out of some 630 million uploaded contacts. That's an increase of more than 18 million QSL records since the end of last year. The 100 million contact confirmations, according to ARRL CEO David Sumner, K1ZZ, is the equivalent of 200 million QSL cards. If placed end-to-end, that many QSLs would reach more than 17,000 miles, not quite all the way around the world, but enough to qualify as a long-path QSO, he quipped. ARRL CEO Harold Kramer, WJ1B, pointed out that using Logbook of the World can mean a considerable savings in postage for DXers and others over the expense of exchanging QSL cards. Although the ARRL celebrated its centennial year this year, 2015 will be the centennial year for QST magazine. First published in December 1915, QST is not only the official membership journal of the ARRL, it's also the most widely read amateur radio magazine in the world. QST kicks off its celebration with a photo contest, which was announced in the January 2015 issue as well as online. Winning photos will appear on several QST covers throughout 2015, and each winning photographer will receive $250. Each 2015 issue of QST will also contain articles and columns republished from vintage issues. The January issue contains a reproduction of the special declaration from the January 1942 issue of QST concerning the cessation of amateur radio operations at the start of the U.S. entry into World War II. ARRL President K. Craigie, M3KN, has appointed Art Zeigelbaum, K0AIZ, of Lincoln, Nebraska, as Midwest Division Vice Director. He will fill the vacancy created when incumbent Vice Director Rod Bloxam, K0DAS, was elected Midwest Division Director. Preliminary results of the 2014 ARRL November CW Sweepstakes Contest have been posted to the contest results page at the ARRL website at www.arrl.org as a PDF document. The results do not include line scores, only category winners and top 10 lists. The results are pending final review. Contributing editor Kelly Taylor, VE4XT, who is compiling the data and authoring the article for this year's event, noted that the 2014 running of the November CW sweeps was remarkable for how rare it was to make a clean sweep. Only 102 stations worked all 83 sections, down from 258 sweeps in 2012, Kelly reported. Northern Territories was even more rare than usual. Only two Northern Territories stations entered, and they made just 210 contacts between them. Of the 8 entry category winners, just 5 made a clean sweep this year, although the other 3 came very close. Speaking of contests, recently licensed radio amateurs who've been working hard to improve their Morse code proficiency will have a great opportunity to put their improved skills to use on December 21st from 1800 UTC to 2359 UTC when the CW edition of the ARRL Rookie Roundup returns to the airwaves. A rookie is considered to be any amateur who has been licensed for 3 years or less, regardless of license class. If you received your license in 2012, 2013, or 2014, you're eligible to compete as a rookie. Operators licensed before 2012 may compete and be recognized in the final results, but they can only submit check logs. Up to 5 single operator rookies can operate from separate stations and combine their scores as a team. Stations are allowed a maximum of 100 watts output, Elmering is encouraged, and the use of spotting networks is permitted. Rookies call CQRR, or CQ Rookie Roundup, while Veteran Ops call CQR CQ Rookies. Exchange the call sign of the station you're working, your call sign, your first name, the two-digit number of the year you were first licensed, and your state, Canadian province or Mexican call area, or DX. You need not send any faster than you can copy. The ARRL Centennial W1AW portable operations taking place throughout 2014 from each of the 50 states are now in Indiana and Montana. They will transition at 0000 UTC on Wednesday, December 17th, to Maryland as W1AW-3, Hawaii as W1AW-KH6, and Georgia as W1AW-4. And now, with this week's satellite update, here is Bruce Page, KK5DO.
Strike Key Night on Oscar is drawing near. This year's event is being held in memory of Captain Charles Dorion, W3JPT, who passed away in 2014 at the age of 92. Chuck, who had held many senior positions in the U.S. Coast Guard, was one of AMSAT's earliest members and served as Secretary of the Board of Directors. Participation in AMSAT SKN on Oscar is easy and fun. Just operate CW using a straight key or non-electronic bug through any amateur satellite between 0000 and 2400 UTC on January 1st, 2015. There is no need to send in a log, but all participants are asked to nominate someone they worked for best fist. Your nominee need not have the best fist of those you heard, only of those you worked. Send your nomination to w2rs@amsat.org. A list of Best Fist nominees will be published in early February. Thanks to the AMSAT News Service and Ray, W2RS, for this story. This is Bruce Page, KK5DO, for the ARRL Audio News.
Amateur radio volunteers in the Philippines activated emergency nets on HF and VHF as Typhoon Hagupit, called Typhoon Ruby locally, raked slowly across the islands over several days, weakening as it went. Before the typhoon was downgraded to a tropical storm, though, as many as 36 people died, many as a result of drowning. Authorities took advantage of advanced weather warnings to evacuate up to 1 million residents from areas prone to storm surges and flooding. More than half the population of Albay Province was evacuated. The eastern island of Samar was hardest hit, although the typhoon caused far less damage than had been initially predicted. Members of the Ham Emergency Radio Operators, or HERO, the Philippine Amateur Radio Association equivalent of ARES, monitored 7.095 MHz on HF and 144.740 MHz on VHF. Operators were able to support essential traffic as the storm progressed. About 150 stations checked into the emergency nets. At the request of the National Telecommunications Commission, the NTC, a station, callsign DX1NTC, was set up at the NTC headquarters. A Philippine Amateur Radio Association-affiliated club was tasked with providing operators. Regional NTC offices also set up amateur radio stations, which were operated by Philippine Amateur Radio Association members. International Amateur Radio Union Region 3 and the Asia-Pacific Telecommunity, known as the APT, have concluded a Memorandum of Understanding, otherwise known as an MOU, aimed at establishing collaboration between the two bodies in areas of mutual interest. IARU Region 3 Chairman Gopal Madhavan, VU2GMN, and APT Secretary General Toshiyuki Yamada signed the MOU on their respective organizations' behalfs. Headquartered in Thailand, APT is one of the 6 regional telecommunication organizations involved in spectrum allocation policy, as well as in fostering development of telecommunication services and information infrastructure in the Asia-Pacific region. The new MOU formalizes the working relationship between the two regional entities and ensures that the IARU, through its Region 3 organization, will be able to make its positions known to the APT. The organizing committee has announced the team selection criteria for the next World Radio Sport Team Championship. Ulf Eric, DL5AXX, spearheaded the development of the selection rules for the international competition which Germany is hosting. A World Radio Sport Team Championship features approximately 50 two-person amateur radio teams competing in a test of operating skill. The event takes place during July, concurrent with the IARU HF Championship contest. For WRTC 2018, a total of 49 team leaders will be selected through qualifying events between February 2015 and November 2016. The first qualifying event will be the 2015 ARRL International CWDX contest. The organizers said that based on feedback received from previous competitors, they opted for fewer qualifying events and a shorter qualifying period. And that concludes ARRL Audio News for this week. Our thanks to all the contributors to this week's report. ARRL Audio News is produced by the American Radio Relay League, the National Association for Amateur Radio. For more information on amateur radio or the ARRL, visit us on the web at arrl.org. You can also find us on Facebook and Twitter by searching for ARRL. If you have a question or comment about ARRL Audio News, email us at audionews@arrl.org. This program is copyright 2014 ARRL and all rights are reserved. Until next week, I'm Steve Ford, WB8IMY, 73, and thanks for listening.